let me move over here to my opening monologue. I'll remind you guys, as always, that Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a lot of ground in North Alabama, places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care, open 7 days a week in every location, will see all ages. Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor daily of the Right Side Way monologue, and we certainly appreciate it. So this one is going to be a bit of a history lesson and a bit of just a touch of regret. I don't know about you, but I do have a bucket list of sorts. I mean, it's not a long list. There are some places I'd like for Charlene and I to visit. There's a few things I would still like to do. There's some people that I would really like to have lunch with one day. I mean, seriously. I would like to do more than to shake their hand in a receiving line. There's a few key folks that I have had the desire just to get to know them and hear what they have to say, and maybe ask them some in-depth questions and sit there and break bread together. Just have lunch. I'm talking about people who during my lifetime have inspired me from afar with their personal walk. People who have actually made a difference or impacted greatly the society around them or overcome amazingly or stood up under pressure without wavering on who they are and what they believe. But I'll be honest with you, my people list is getting a little shorter because some of the greats who I admire have passed away. I would love to have sat down for lunch with Ronald Reagan. I mean, what man in my lifetime has done more to inspire people in the political arena than him? A man who could inspire with words, but then actually follow through and turn them into actions. He did what he did while working in one of the most difficult environments in the U.S., in the world, the U.S. politics. But Reagan passed away in 2004. Another one who I really wanted to have some time to get to know was Billy Graham. Honestly, I did. No one in modern history has done more to advance the kingdom of God to lead people to a saving grace knowledge of Christ than the Reverend Billy Graham. He met with world leaders, he spoke to millions, he pioneered the ability to take the gospel to the far corners of the world in the age of mass communications, and he maintained his faith and integrity throughout all the years that he served. Billy Graham passed away in 2018. And there are military leaders that I've been inspired by, men who were leaders, warriors, strategists, men who during my lifetime continued to inspire myself and other young troops with their legacy of uniformed service. And there is one who lived very close by, and I wish that I had made the effort to pursue my bucket list and find a way to shake his hand and get a cup of coffee and just hear him talk about life. But that man passed away yesterday, peacefully, in his sleep, at 97 years old. America, the U.S. Army, and the Ranger community lost a legend yesterday, and I lost an opportunity on my bucket list. You may not have heard of him, but you're about to. Colonel Ralph Puckett. He was a hero of heroes, a leader of men, a mentor to many, and he lived right down the road in Columbus, Georgia. The award for the top officer graduate in every Ranger School class is named after Ralph Puckett. One of the most highly decorated men to serve in the U.S. Army, he's a veteran of two wars. He was known by many for his awards and decorations. He's a paratrooper, a ranger, a Green Beret. He wore master parachutist and glider badges and a combat infantryman's badge with a star that signified he had fought in two wars, Korea and Vietnam. He was the recipient, wait for this, you ready? He was the recipient of the Medal of Honor, the Distinguished Service Cross, two Silver Stars, three Legions of Merit, two Bronze Stars for Valor, and five Purple Hearts. Kid you not. His exploits are not only legendary, they are the stuff of which young troops should be taught in military training. In November of 1950, Puckett was just a young lieutenant who volunteered to be a Ranger Company commander with a new unit that was being formed. He commanded the 8th Army Ranger Company, and with only a month to form the company and train his men, he wound up leading them into combat against a massive Chinese force at a place that was simply called Hill 205. Puckett led his men against the superior enemy force, and he fought uphill and seized the terrain. And for the next 5 hours, Puckett's 51 men, just 51 men, fought off six waves of overwhelming Chinese forces. Puckett himself was wounded 3 times in the melee as he ran among the foxholes to encourage his men and strengthen their positions. He called in constant danger close artillery missions, and when it became apparent that the Chinese were finally going to overrun the hill, he ordered his men to leave him behind and abandon the position. His men refused. The creed of the Ranger contains the phrase that I will never leave a fallen comrade to fall into the hands of the enemy. So under withering fire, they dragged and carried their leader away from the onslaught. When they got off the hill, Puckett found a radio that still worked, and he called in an artillery strike and devastated the Chinese forces. He spent a year in the hospital recovering from his wounds. But after that, he was asked to help form the new U.S. Army Ranger School and to lead the Mountain Ranger Training Department in the mountains of North Georgia. After that, he became a Green Beret, served with the 10th Special Forces Group, but in 1967, Ralph Puckett returned to the infantry and he took command of the 2nd Battalion of the 502nd Infantry of the 101st Airborne Division in Vietnam. And at a place called Duc Pho, Puckett flew into a pitch battle in which his troops were already there and engaged on the ground. He ran through a minefield, he linked up with his men, he took command of the battle against a large Viet Cong force. And as he had done before in Korea, he was everywhere on that battlefield. He ran from one fighting position to another, even carried ammunition out to the front by himself. He remained out in the open with reports saying that bullets were striking all around him so his men could see their leader just right there in the thick of things with them, and refused extraction until all of his men were off the field of battle. For his actions in both of those battles, Hill 205 in Korea and Duc Pho in Vietnam, he was awarded the Distinguished Service Cross 2 times. Now, listen. 2 DSCs would be epic in itself, but Ralph Puckett, he was known for so much more than his heroics on the battlefield. He was known as much for his care, concern, and mentorship of young troopers as he was anything. You see, Puckett retired from active service in 1971, but he was still a fixture at Fort Benning. He was always there among the troops. He was a constant source of encouragement to young men and women who were striving to become paratroopers and rangers. He was known to personally attend their graduation ceremonies, to speak at their gatherings, and to spend time giving them one-on-one inspiration. He was a leader, first and foremost, and being in uniform or not, it did not deter him from his calling. The 75th Ranger Regiment made him the honorary colonel of the regiment, a position that he held for almost 2 decades. He was the kind of man that men fought for. And on the field of battle, they not only looked to him for guidance, but they also refused to leave his side, risking their own lives to carry him out. At a time when he even had no medals, his men fought their way back through the enemy fire to save their leader. And that same level of inspiration, it just never ended. So much so that the men that he had served with continued to lobby their elected leaders to get his awards upgraded. And after nearly 70 years, at the ripe old age of 95, Ralph Puckett came to the White House, and his Distinguished Service Cross from Korea was upgraded to the Medal of Honor. By then, Colonel Puckett used a walker for getting around, but at the ceremony, wearing a uniform that was covered in hard-earned badges and medals, he refused to use his walker, and he stood up unassisted while the president hung his medal around his neck. A guy named Jeff Mellinger, who knew Puckett personally, said this. He said, quote, "He's an icon of the Army Ranger, and those who have met, listened to, or talked with Colonel Ralph Puckett are left not only in awe of him and his extensive and undaunted courage, but also of his humility and his genuine warmth." So Colonel Ralph Puckett passed away yesterday, peacefully in his sleep at the age of 97. I'll be honest with you, I have very few regrets in life, me personally. But one of them would be not ever getting to know him personally. I saw him from afar. He was a legend among us, the man among men. Ralph Puckett, 97 years old. Rangers lead the way. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, that's just something, man. I'm telling you, he was literally, when there's awards named after you while you're still living, what does that say? Ralph Puckett, men who served with him never forgot serving with him. And they would do everything it took to make sure that he got his due. And I'm going to be honest with you, there's probably few that have been decorated like he has. And yet he was as humble as the day is long. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, a legend has passed. We'll be right back.